Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Signs of Christ's second coming everywhere. Three big signs. The solar eclipse that will take place on Monday, this coming Monday. Donald Trump is another sign. The nation of Israel is another sign. Let's begin with Donald Trump. Why is he a sign of Christ's return? A riddle in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10. A riddle of the final seven presidents of the United States of America, beginning with Jimmy Carter, the seventh king, Donald Trump, and an eighth king to come. One of the seven will be the final president or final ruler of the United States of America. Donald Trump is number seven. Donald Trump is a sign. The American people, the MAGA voters, the Republicans, and Democrats have looked to Trump as a way to save America from globalists. No, Donald Trump wasn't put in position as president to save America. He is a warning from God to warn the Christian people specifically that tribulation or a seven-year period of time of tribulation is very near. Donald Trump would not get a full, he won the last election, but the riddle says that he continues a short space, meaning he doesn't enjoy the full period of time that the Constitution gives him to sit in the White House. He doesn't get the full 8 years. He gets 4 years. He's still the president. Joe Biden, according to the riddle, is not the president. Joe Biden is an imposter. He is being directed by outside forces, by a political structure, a power structure in the United States. In our government, he is not the president. He is just the person that is representing a hidden authority, hidden power, hidden a state, a deep state, a hidden state. Donald Trump, when he became president, when I began here on the station, I gave an analogy. I gave the audience an analogy, and I likened to the last seven presidents of this country as a hurricane. The hurricane winds began to increase, and the moisture began to develop at the time of Jimmy Carter. With Reagan, the winds intensified, and you could tell the storm was coming. By the time of Bush Sr., increased wind speeds. By the time of Clinton, they were maybe Category 1. Possibly by the time of Bush Jr., it was Category 1, Category 2. By the time of Barack Obama, the hurricane had reached wind speeds in the vicinity of probably 90, 95. Category 4. Donald Trump was the eye of the hurricane. He was going to calm things down. What was he calming down? What was it that he was holding back? The New World Order, best way to put it. The plans of America to take over the world. I'd say that Obama brought the wind speeds to at least a 5. 115. The country was devastated. Trump was only allowed and was put in by God to warn the American people and to bring the wind speeds down to at least a breeze. He wasn't here. He wasn't put in by God to save America. That was not God's intention with Donald Trump. He's the eye of the hurricane. He brought in some stability, some reasoning. He changed the laws, was able to restructure the economy so that we were becoming better off than at the time that Obama and the previous presidents, all of their destruction, all of the changes. But Trump was not put in by God. He's not here to save America. He can't. I will tell you that there are many Christians within a move called dominionism, and these Christians, a political move that have helped Donald Trump since 2016, 2015, when he began to run initially, when he won his first term, to help him win his second term. Now they're trying to once again help him to win this coming election. It will not come to pass. Donald Trump's, like I state, his time in office or in the political world is about over. Donald Trump is not an insider. No matter what people say, he is not part of the good old boy network. Is he deceived? Yes, on many and many things. And the latest is he's being deceived in this matter of Israel. He's a politician. He's trying to take his seat back, trying to to win this coming election. So he has to make and play the game. Many Christian people believe that the war in Israel is the genocide of the Arab people in Gaza. Donald Trump is playing the game. It's going to cost him. This is the end of his political endeavor. It's over. The Trump supporters don't want to hear this because they are looking to Donald Trump to be the individual to change, to make the change in this country that is necessary for a stable society. He's not going to do it. This society, God is speaking with signs from the heavens. The sun, the solar eclipse, makes the sign of an X over America. Our doom is going to begin.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, podcasts, 1360KHNC.com. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Join me. I do my direction as a minister is to warn people about what's coming. And I do discuss detailed prophecy on Sundays, 9 to noon, because the whole world is right now being steeped like a wick going into a vat of wax. A candle is being dipped. The prophecies throughout the Old Testament and New Testament are occurring. We're witnessing prophecy being fulfilled daily. The war in Israel, prophecy, Donald Trump is in the Bible. The solar eclipse that's coming. This is the final. This X's out America. America's hardships are going to intensify after this coming Monday. You think what we've seen is frightening, terrifying. Just wait to see what's coming. The children of the devil are relentless. They are vindictive. They are wicked. And this war that you see in a spiritual realm, you can sense it. It's being played out in the natural realm. They hate Donald Trump. They hate Israel. They hate the Christian people. They hate people of conscience. The children of the devil. The Apostle John talks about them in the first epistle of John, chapter 3. He talks about the children of God and the children of the devil. He mentions it straight out. Christians today don't mention the war between the children of God and the children of the devil. But the people that don't know God, that are not religious, they know that what is happening in the natural world, something is happening in an invisible world, the invisible world. Going back to Donald Trump, he is going to be dismissed from duty very quickly. He has made a big mistake. What the New World Order, the dynasties of this country, the people that rule this country could not do, now God is going to relieve him. He's beginning, because he's a politician, he's being forced to trying to keep a voter base. He is trying to, like most politicians, support Israel and support Hamas, speak negatively about Israel, negatively about Hamas. This is what politicians do. They take the middle ground. Well, you can't take middle ground with Israel. You can't. There's no such thing as middle ground with Israel. You support Israel or you don't support. America is being forced as a nation, as an administration, to support Israel. Going back to Donald Trump. He is a sign, a warning from God to the Christian people that the tribulation is going to commence within a short period of time. Months, half a year, we're pushing it. He's in the Bible. He is the seventh king, the seventh different individual to be president since the time of Jimmy Carter. The person that will replace him, there's only one person that can replace him. In the riddle, it will be Barack Obama. He is the only person in the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. There are five kings, or seven kings. Five are fallen. One is, meaning Barack Obama. One is yet to come, meaning Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been in office. He is still legally, because of a stolen election, he is still legally the rightful president of this country. He's just not in the throne or in the White House. But the one that replaces him has to be of the previous six, one of the previous six presidents. That can only be Barack Obama. We can't change it. It's going to happen. Joe Biden is not the president. Barack Obama is going to return. He's already initiating, is actively involved in returning. It's out there if you want to look for it. Okay, Donald Trump is one sign. He is the noble president. He is not an insider. He has never been an insider. He is a investor. He's not a politician. No one could put him in that position as president except for God, because a prophecy had to be fulfilled. Revelation 17, verse 10. He is the seventh king. He is the king that brought, he was the eye of the storm for this country. The eighth individual, this eighth person, it will be called, eventually called the beast. It will be a beast kingdom. It will be an anti-Christ, anti-God kingdom. America is swiftly turning into a kingdom of Satan worshipers. And that's what it's going to be eventually. He will return. And when he returns, the hurricane winds are going to intensify with each year of his next 8 years in office. We're about eight, nine, not quite 10 years out before Christ's return. When he returns, he's in position for a little over seven, almost 8 years. So this is the, we have to cross a span of time to get to Christ's coming. And it's going to be a difficult time for the people who don't know the Bible. Christ refers to it as a time of tribulation, which is 3.5 years with Jewish time, and then another 3.5 year period of time called Great Tribulation, which is harder, a hardship that Christ said that there will be no flesh saved if Christ doesn't return to stop the destruction, evil, and slaughter of mankind, and the earth as far as environmentally. So that's the good news. Now I should go to better news. The solar eclipse. This is in this month of April, there are many signs that take place. I think five. I couldn't find my previous notes from about 3.5 weeks ago. So I will go to what I have in my hand. I'm going to go as quickly as I can. There was a event on the 4th of April, a sign in the heavens. On the 8th of April, on the 9th of April, I think the next one was the 17th of April. I think there's another one, I think on the 28th of April. And these are all signs that hit at the same time. And for this type of pattern to hit with each one of these events, I think there were seven of them, with each one, these things will not occur again ever in our lifetime. The chances, the odds go up exponentially to 1 million years out, 20 million years out, 50 million years out. And for what happens with the alignment that takes place on the 8th of April, which is next Monday, it's not just a solar eclipse. It is an alignment of seven planets, the sun and the moon, all together. The seven planets, Neptune, Mercury, Venus, Uranus, Jupiter, Saturn, Mars, the sun, the earth, the moon, it all lines up. The chances of this happening is about, 1 billion years out. We won't be here. I'm not going to be here for that event. I don't want to be here. And I'm just not going to stick around. That's all it is. They're all there is to it. And within, for the people that don't know, the Christian people who should know, time is coming to an end. There was a beginning, a day where, or a point where time began. That was maybe millions, billions of years ago. And time would expire. Time is about to expire in a little over 1,000 years. And time will expire. There will be no time. Time is ended. There's no need for time in God's eternity. And so time, you might say, to some degree, splits eternity past, eternity future. Time is suspended in between the past and the future. Time is almost over. But we're not going to be there for that unless you're born again. If you're born again, you will see the end of time. You will be there to witness time end, the devil thrown into the lake of fire, a great white throne judgment, and the universe being melted like candles, like wax, wrapped up like an old coat, folded and thrown into fire. But that's 1,000 years out. On April 8th, CERN is planning to fire up the Large Hadron Collider. The world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator is set to smash protons together on April 8th to search for invisible particles secretly powering our universe. What they're searching for is God or the fallen angels. They're going to split. They're going to open a stargate. These people are going to open a stargate on the 8th of April. And we don't know what's going to come through that stargate. We don't know what kind of entities. Maybe the holy angels? How about the fallen angels? Another thing that's going to happen. There's going to be the great eclipse, which we're waiting for. And this will be the final solar eclipse of this country before Christ's return. And it means it is the, it's kind of patterned after the final letter of the Hebrew alphabet called Tav or Tau. And that means end. That means the end. Over. Done. Finished. It's the beginning. A warning to the American Christians. Donald Trump's going to exit the political world. And when he exits, there's going to be a great sucking sound. And in that great vacuum, Barry Satoru is going to come back. I'm wondering how they're going to destroy the Constitution or how Congress is going to pick Barry to return. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Space, the final frontier. And we're going to be watching what happens in space on Monday, in outer space. All these planets lining up. Neptune, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Uranus, Jupiter, Saturn, Mars, Sun, Moon. And the possibilities of this happening again. Billions, in the billions. It'll never happen again in time. Because time is about over. Time is going to expire in about 1,000 years plus. And it's over. Only eternity. Everyone wants to go to the Mars, the moon, the edge of space. But God is saying, no. You should focus on your eternity, where you're going to be in eternity, where you're going to spend eternity. That is the final frontier. There's another frontier. It's called the Lake of Fire. It is real. I don't think it has been ignited just yet. It's going to be ignited just before the false prophet and the beast are thrown into it alive. But I think all the tinder, all the wood for the pile is being gathered. But I don't think the Lake of Fire has been torched yet. At least, according to the scientists, they can't find it. Now, they have, through quantum physics, they have identified the bottomless pit. I should do a program on that. I think you'd enjoy it. Through quantum physics, they've identified the bottomless pit. But they haven't identified the Lake of Fire. Because like I say, I think God has been gathering the timber for that fire. And it'll be torched. It'll be set on fire just before the false prophet and the beast are thrown into it alive. Now going back to Monday. Okay. As we enter the month of April, there is a comet. It's called the Devil Comet. It'll be visible to the naked eye in the northern hemisphere. It's called the Devil Comet and the Mother of Dragons Comet. It's currently visible in the night skies in the northern hemisphere, providing a unique spectacle for both amateur stargazers. Anyhow, the Halley-type comet orbits the sun every 71 years, has a nucleus of about 30 kilometers in diameter. But you'll be able to see it with the naked eye again in 71 years. You won't be here. Neither will I. On April 4th, you're going to have the alignment of four planets. These planets, Venus, Neptune, Saturn, and Mars, they're going to align. They won't align again for like a million years. On April 8th, again, we have the alignment of the sun, the moon, and these other planets, excluding Earth, which Earth will be in line. The fifth thing that will happen is the Great American Eclipse, which is not part of the alignment of all the stars. This is in addition to, you're going to have the Great American Eclipse. It's going to happen on Monday, April 8th. Then you're going to have, as this eclipse passes over the United States, NASA has announced it's going to fire three scientific sounding rockets into the moon's shadow on Monday, the 8th, during a partial solar eclipse across North America. Then the name of the project is they named it after a serpent deity that was popular in ancient Egypt. Well, of course, because this is who rules the country, devil worshippers. It's going to be called raw. Like raw. Then you're going to have also the X-ing out of the United States of America. The Hebrew letter Tav. Taw. Then you're going to have a cycle, a 13-year cycle of what they call chickadees. These are like a, what were they called? They're a, similar to a, not a grasshopper. There are going to be billions, trillions of these chickadees. They're going to emerge at the same time across 17 states. And this has not occurred since the time when Thomas Jefferson was president. And all these cycles, they're seven-year cycles, but just so happens this year, these seven-year cycles hit together. There's two different groups of chickadees. They're a little bit different. But this year, they're all going to hatch at the same time. They're going to overlap in central Illinois for the most part. They're called a brood 8 and brood 9. And they make their homes adjacent to one another. So, signs in the heaven, signs with Donald Trump. Okay, then another sign is I'm going to have to talk about the nation of Israel. On this program, three signs. Donald Trump being the last president or the one of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. There are only seven names for seven presidents. Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. Number four, Bill Jefferson Clinton. Number five, George Bush Jr., Bubba. Number six, Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, Barry Satoru, his Christian name. Number eight, Donald J. Trump. Now, of these seven, the eighth must come out of this group of seven. It won't be Donald Trump. So that leaves six presidents. Reagan, Bush Jr. or Senior are dead. Jimmy Carter, no way. Jr., no way. Bill Clinton, the guy's not interested in taking a seat in the White House again. He wants to spend more time in bed. I'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now with huge savings. Choose from thousands of shade trees, evergreen trees, fruit trees, and more in all sizes, including easy carry-out sizes for the do-it-yourselfer. Also, larger trees up to 20 feet tall for your landscaper to plant. Or choose from thousands of flowering and evergreen shrubs, including hedges. And the Tree Farm always has free professional loading. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
As a minister, one thing I don't take lightly is eternity. Presently, there are millions and millions of people dying from starvation, war, plagues, diseases, man-made wars, man-made diseases, man-made famines, and more famines coming, more diseases coming. War is going to escalate. One thing I don't take lightly is where will you spend eternity? This is no joke. God says in his Bible, he wrote that he has put eternity in every man's heart. No matter how much a man may not want to consider eternity and want to deny that there is eternity and that we are like the animals and when we die, our soul just dissipates like a vapor. The Bible says just the opposite. Man's soul is eternal. It is like the consciousness of the fallen angels and the angels. The consciousness of these angelic beings is eternal. Well, God created the soul of man in the same fashion. Eternity. There is eternal life with every man's soul. You don't dissipate, turn into vapor and go away. No, there is, when you die, consciousness, perfect consciousness returns to the person that just dies. You remember everything. You remember, you don't forget anything. Your brain, your mind becomes perfectly intact, not fallen like while we are alive, while we are alive. I don't take eternity for granted. For the people that are dying, and neither should you. There's only one person ever that said, if you believe in him, he will give you eternal life. Buddha, Muhammad, doesn't matter who. No one has ever stated that to believe on Jesus Christ is you receive the free gift of God, eternal life. You have to consider this. The Bible says that every human being, well, when you come to the point of consciousness, the children that are in the womb don't, but as you grow, you start to think about eternity. And God says, and the Bible says, that God has put eternity in every man's heart to think about. As much as you want to ignore it, it is there. Going back to, I wanted to talk about three signs. Number one, Donald Trump. The second sign, all the signs in the heaven that are taking place here in April 2024, and also the nation of Israel. Israel is also a sign. The sign is this: when the whole world, generally speaking, not every person begins to hate Israel, but when there is a general attitude of resentment, anger, and even anti-Semitic or anti-Israel, anti-Jewish hatred, this will be one of the major signs of the time before Christ returns. The nations will be angry with Israel and the Jewish people. And individually, people will hate the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And guess what? When it happens and begins to be known that there is anti-Semitism in God's seven lampstands, that is a sign that is clear in the New Testament that the Christian people who call Christ their God and Savior, when they begin to say things such as Israel is committing genocide on the Arab people in Gaza and Israel should be punished, nations should stop supporting Israel, the nations should actually respond with their militaries to stop Israel in her campaign against the enemies who hate her next door and within the country. This is a sign in the Bible that is undeniable. And Christ said in Revelation chapter 12 that the dragon is going to try to attempt to destroy a woman, meaning the people of Israel, the children of Israel, the family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that give birth to Messiah. And the dragon is going to try to destroy this people. But don't be disheartened, Jewish people, because it says in Revelation chapter 12, for the Jewish people that don't know God, read Revelation 12, because God has mentioned you in this chapter. The world is going to absorb the flood of hatred directed at the Jewish people and Israel. I know people don't like to hear this, but this is the fact. I present this because this is a sign of Christ's coming. From this point, after I say the sign begins in, you might say, is going to, the conditions of evil are going to intensify after this coming Monday. And the Christian people are going to be the people who are Christian people that are anti-Semitic are going to be exposed. But God is going to protect these people from all the enemies in country and out of country, in the region and outside of the region, internationally. Rick Rodriguez.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
And Benjamin Netanyahu, he had an operation for a hernia. Lord Jesus, protect this man because he's got a war to fight. Get him back into the battle. And he is, I'm telling you, he has the personality of a great leader. A great, great leader. Israel has never had, other than King David, has never had a leader like this man. This man is according to what the scripture says, what the Bible says, according to the Old Testament and the prophets, he is the greatest leader that Israel has had. He is going through a war that the others before him did not have the way to fight. He's not only fighting the enemy within in the West Bank and Gaza, he's fighting the enemies in the surrounding area and world opinion. He's fighting, in a sense, the attitude of this administration that is doing everything. And there are CIA operatives, intelligence agencies, stirring up problems in Israel, in the political world. Don't think this is accidental. But this man is the man that God put in a position to take Israel to these battles, and he is going to be like King David. He's going to be successful. And the nation of Israel, now that the whole world is turning on Israel, you watch the Jewish people begin to protest against the protesters. And Israel is going to unite like you've never seen Israel unite before. You know, Netanyahu's like a wolverine. These little creatures, I've watched YouTubes on the wolverine. You don't mess with them. They're tougher than a badger. Well, you just watch the spirit of what happens in the nation of Israel and how they unite to stand together against all of the enemies internally, externally. I don't think there has ever been. I know there hasn't been. Benjamin Netanyahu is the greatest king, next to King David, that Israel has ever had. He's the greatest king. He's going to take this little nation to victory over the enemies in the area and within. And the world is going to scream. Doesn't matter. Let them scream. Let them yell. Protest. Done for this week. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. May the Prince of Peace, the great, wonderful Prince of Peace, give you peace tonight, through the weekend, and in the months and years to come. We'll visit Monday. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.